Welcome back to a special edition of Racing Pulse, and we have just witnessed the barrier draws for both the Trotters and the Pacing Final for ID18. I'm joined by Jason Bonington, Dan Malecki, and a couple of the connections. We have Lauren Tritton, who of course is the trainer driver of Maxi Man, who has drawn six in the final, and we also have Don Martello, who has three of the barrier draw trophies, the miniature trophies that sitting in front of him, because in a remarkable story, he's managed to have three runners in the final, two in the Pacers and one in the Trotters. Lauren, Dom, congratulations to come so far. Welcome. Lauren, to you first. Initial reaction, six.
Look, you don't want my honest opinion, but you know, we're in the race, and you know, we're going to take it all in our stride. And I think Dan made a good comment before: if you can't make the race, break the race. So, you know, we'll be definitely going out there with that attitude.
Yeah, well, you can't get a better quote than that. I don't know how I'm supposed to follow up if you're not going to make the race with Maxi Man. But I've got to go to Dan here quickly, because it's gotten slightly satanic, the theme here, unfortunately, on Racing Pulse this morning. Drawn gate six, but there is some good news, Dan. Potentially.
The last three Melbourne Inter-Dominion winners, Westburn Grant, Shaker Maker and Blacks are Fake, all wore number six.
I'm happy with that.
That's a great stat, Dan. That is a great stat. So what are you going to do? What's your initial thought? Is it, as you said, if you can't make it, you're going to break it? It's all or nothing?
I honestly, I haven't even spoken to Shane. He just apologised. So, you know, we're in it with Maxi Man. You know, it's a dream come true for the owners. We'll talk tactics with them. There's so many owners in the race, and they always come with so many opinions before the race. So, you know, we'll talk to them. But at the moment, you know, I couldn't even tell you. It's a super fast front line, you know, and there's good horses on the back line as well. So, you know, there's options to go forward and get a good spot, or to go back and follow up something really good. So, you know, it's a long race. You know, there's plenty of time to make that decision. And, you know, I think that's the attitude we've got to have at the moment.
Lauren, we spoke about how important it is to people just to make it into the Dominion Grand Final. Winning it is one thing, but as they say in the Oscars, it's a privilege to be nominated. And you've qualified for the final. The $20,000 late nomination fee, nobody else paid it. It was very, very late in the day. Maxi Man obviously improved significantly after he came to the stable. Now, I guess this is getting back to, you know, people would look at the series and say, look, Maxi Man, you made some significant points in rounds one and two, and you could have ducked away and thought, we'll get into the consolation. We're flying here. We can win the consolation. But nobody wants to be in the consolation if they can be in the final, and you're in the final.
Yeah, you know, you can have that attitude with horses, but with Maxi Man, he just went out and took everything in his stride and got better. The three runs in the weeks, that he just got better and better. And when we first got Maxi Man, there was a few things holding him back, and we changed gear and changed his work, and he just turned into a beast. And, you know, that's what we said to the owners: we need to pay up for this race because he's got to be in it.
His performances through the series have been good, but he's been forward of midfield and performed well. Their heats and points are vital. But his runs in Sydney, which got you excited enough to want to come for the Inter Dominion, were generally from settling well back in the field, and he was producing some barnstorming finales.
Yeah, and I think with his barriers these last 2 weeks, we've had to drive him like that, but he is really fast. He's got a really, really fast last quarter, and you know, we would like to drive him like that, but like you said, the points were crucial, and we need to take advantage of the barriers.
Dom, you've got 12.5% of the runners in the entire Inter Dominion Grand Finals, 1-8 on Saturday night at Tabcorp Park. Look, this is an amazing achievement. I know, a dream for you. You've owned some nice horses over the last, you know, decade, but to be having three horses in the final, the draws are a little bit interesting, to be honest. We'll go through the paces first. Mac Doro is going to play a really significant role at the start, because we know he's got blistering early speed. Tell us your initial thoughts with Mac Doro, and he can also play a role in Rapper's Delight's life in this race, because if they go quickly enough, gate 11 might not look so bad at the end of the race.
I just reckon I've drawn 4 and 11. It's not the best draws, not the worst draws, and it's a long race, 2,700. Anything can happen, and far be it from me to tell Luke McCarthy or Keema what to do.
So you won't have any input? You'll just sit back and say, you know what, do what you want?
Yeah.
Well, it's worked so far, hasn't it? What about in the Trotters, Big Jack Hammer from 5. Mm. We were discussing after the draw whether it opens it up with the two favourites drawing 1 and 6. where do you see Big Jack Hammer and his chances in the final?
Well, most of the best drivers in the big races I've found don't hustle their horses out, usually. And they usually just let them come out and then find a spot. And then if you want to be aggressive after the dust settles, then you go on and do what you want to do. But
especially on those longer trips too, Dom, the 2,700. You got a horse with gate speed, and I mentioned before, you got gate speed and lead. You nearly have to hand up, because to sustain pressure for 2,700, even the absolute top gun A graders are susceptible under those circumstances.
Well, he sat 1-1 at Ballarat, and they had to break a track record to beat him. So I don't know, he'll come out. He's got gate speed, as you say, so he'll come out and see what happens.
He's going well, though. His performances have been terrific, and I get the feeling that even next year, you might be going on another trip for an Inter-Dominion.
I don't want to moz him, but all credit to the trainers. They've got all these horses. Ever since McDoro went to Luke McCarthy, and this horse went to Ake and Rappers as well. They've just done a brilliant job.
They have done a magnificent job. And, you know, Ake, we've mentioned this many times on RSN 927 over the past 6 months, but he mentioned at the Mildura Cup Carnival, I think he'd had him for 25 minutes, and he said, I've got an Inter-Dominion horse with Rappers Delight. One of the great celebrations. We asked Beck what would happen after the race if San Carlo won the Inter-Dominion Grand Final. I think over the last 12 months, in fact, over the last 5 years, one of the great celebrations was from Don Martello at Tabcorp Park, Melton. Take us through what we might be going to see from a WWE, WWF perspective if one of these horses can win on Saturday night.
Ric Flair.
A little bit of Ric Flair.
Strut down the straight. I'll do the whole straight.
Do we get a replica?
I'll strut a lap.
Have you got another thing for us, or are we going to get a replica Ric Flair performance at Tabcorp Park if one of these horses win?
Oh, I've got a few things up myself. I've been a wrestling fan for a long time.
We can't wait. We'll be watching with bated breath on Saturday night, and we'd love to see that on Seven's coverage as well. Dom and also Lauren, best of luck on Saturday night. Great to have you here. As we say goodbye to you guys, Trent Lanscoe from the Tab is going to join us quickly with the all-important new markets for the Pacers and the Trotters. After that, we'll be joined by a super panel, Adam Hamilton and also Andy Gath as well. But Trent, tell us, firstly with the Pacers, how much of a difference is there in the market, and who will be favourite on Saturday night?
There is a huge difference in the market, Mogul, as I'll say good morning to you and also the Javon and Dan. So I'll just mention in barrier draw order what they were before and what they are now. Galactic Star was $13 before the barrier draw, now $5.50. Can't Refuse, $61 before the barrier draw, now $101. Iron Pat's Delight, $7.50 pre-draw, now $3.80. MacDoro, $81 pre-draw, now $51. Spankham, $4.20 before the barrier draw, now the $2.80 favourite. Maxi-Man, $71 pre-draw, now $101. Tiger Tara was $4.60, now $7. San Carlo, $7.50 pre-barrier draw, now $9. Cruise Bromac, $3.50 favourite before the barrier draw, now $4.80. Our Uncle Sam, $31 pre-draw, now $41. Rapper's Delight, pre-draw $10, now $51. Audi Hair, the emergency, well, $201 either way. And Cash and Flow, $81 pre-draw, now $201. So just to mention there, in fixed odds order, Spankham is the $2.80 favourite for the Tab Inter-Dominion Pacing Championship Grand Final. I'm Pat's Delight, $3.80. Cruise Bromac, $4.80. Galactic Star, $5.50. And the other paces in single figures, Tiger Tara, $7. And San Carlo, $9.
That's an astonishing market change. We'll discuss that more with the boys on the panel after the break. But just take us through the top fancies in the Trotters, especially now with Speeding Spur drawing 1 and Tornado Valley drawing 6.
Well, straight after the barrier draw was completed, Michael, Tornado Valley was $1.90 and has already firmed into $1.70. Speeding Spur, who has drawn the pole, has gone from $2.50 to $2.90. Tough Monarch has been 17 into 11. Save Our Pennies, 11 out to 12. Kai Valley Blur, 14. And then it is 26 or better the rest, headed by Big Jack Hammer. So already the gap between the top two has opened up. Tornado Valley, $1.70, $1.90 into $1.70 after the barrier draw. Speeding Spur, $2.50 out to $2.90. And also make mention, on Saturday night, there will be a $500,000 projected quaddie pool as well. Fantastic night of racing coming up at Tabcorp Park, Melton. We've gone through the Tab Inter-Dominion Championship Grand Finals.
Good on you, Trent. We're going to take a short break. On the other side of this, our super panel will be assembled. Adam Hamilton joining us, as well as Andy Gath, to give us the inside mail on Tornado Valley. So much to discuss. The countdown to ID18. Stick with us. More after this.